KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Tim Foote joins us. We're going to be talking about his new book, Reaching for Remarkable, on the seven signatures behind every remarkable team. And Tim, well, first of all, thanks for taking the time to visit with us today.
Thanks for having me, Steve. It's great to be on with you.
Yeah, I imagine, you know, I know you put a lot of work into this, but you probably had your own remarkable team that walked through it with you. And I
lived through it with me, Steve.
I've never written a book, so I don't know what that's, you know, what that is like. But
neither had I, Steve.
Really? Wow.
Right, this is my first one. I said to somebody in an interview recently, it was probably about a year or 18 months in the writings, but it was probably 30 years in the making.
Right. Well, you know your content, and I have to imagine that had to make it hopefully a little bit easier in your first outing as an author. But right. You know, with that in mind, Tim, what was this something you'd thought about for several years, or did it just, you know, there's a good opportunity, let's do it. What prompted you to finally put it, you know, on pen to paper?
So, Steve, I get to lead a staffing and coaching company called the Slingshot Group. And our mission is that we build remarkable teams through staffing and coaching, and have been doing that work for the last 15 plus years. We've been around for nearly 20. I've done a bunch of different roles in the company, but we're all about building teams. And it's interesting when you look back at your life's pathway, you can see how each season of your life builds on the next, and how God uses the sum of your experiences to prepare you for your next assignment. And when I look back over my journey, teams have always been a part of it. You know, I back in Australia, I'm not sure you picked up on the accent, Steve, but originally Australia, I worked in the music industry, and I learned a ton about teams from being a part of great bands and often being the weakest musician on the stage, but everybody lifts everyone else, and you can achieve something so much more remarkable in a team setting. And I also learned back in those days that there was structure around remarkable outcomes. In music, it's things like rhythm and key signatures. And so as I moved from that world into the leadership world and started building teams, continue to be a part of teams, I noticed too that there was structure around teams that were healthy and moving mission forward. And that became the premise for the book. As we talk about this pathway, I call them the seven key signatures behind remarkable teams. And really, Steve, it's just what I've observed after working with so many teams, being a part of teams, learning from teams, building teams. What I've observed, the main things that those teams that are moving mission forward effectively are focusing on.
Well, Tim, there's plenty of content in the book, and obviously much more than we can cover in the time we have here today. But yeah, and without stealing all the thunder from the book, which I'm sure is available just about anywhere people go and purchase their books. Audiobook available, Tim?
Audiobook is available as well. And they asked me if I wanted somebody else to read it, Steve. And I'm like, no, I want to read that myself. It needs to have an Australian accent.
Very good. Well, with the time that we have, which direction would you like to go? What's going to be the most important thing that we cover for our audience today? And I know our demographic is going to be, you know, lean a little bit female, but not much. It's almost 50-50, and probably, you know, people that are the age of leadership, although you mentioned 30 years, people a lot like yourself. But I also, and it wouldn't surprise me if you correct me, that we need to consider these future leaders. The young people that are listening may not be in that seat yet, but can start practicing those things now.
Well, Steve, we've all been a part of teams. We might serve on a team, we might work on a team, we might lead a team. I believe these principles apply at every level. If you want to be a great, great, great team member, if you want to lead a team well. For us at Slingshot, it's a kingdom first principle. We want to leave teams better than how we found them, and we want to place great leads on great teams. And so I guess an easy place to start, Steve, is I don't mind stealing the thunder from the book and just outlining real quickly what those seven things are.
Let's walk right through it.
Yeah, great. And so I would start by saying, if you're a part of a team, you have a mission, you have an aim, you have a vision, and I'm sure it's a great one. I mean, you probably wouldn't be on the team or working to achieve that mission if it wasn't a great mission. But a remarkable mission is not enough, Steve. It wasn't enough for Jesus. He needed a team to move it forward, and that's the greatest example. If your mission matters, then your team matters more, and what even matters most is that you're all aligned and rowing in the same direction. And so these seven key signatures, and they build upon each other to help achieve a remarkable mission, are conviction, the why behind the what. What gets you up in the morning? What drives you forward as a team? And it's greater than belief. It's conviction. Number two is message, because everything you do sends a message. Even what you don't do tells a story and sends a message about who you are and what you're achieving. Number three is culture. Now, you might wonder why number three or culture isn't number one, but you've got to have conviction and a story to build culture. But culture is the engine of our team. Number four is roles. The unique roles of the team and clarity around those roles that make the mission bigger than any one person. Number five is systems, because the right systems scale remarkable growth. Number six is friction. That's always an interesting one, because we think, doesn't that define an unhealthy team? No, healthy friction moves the team forward, because if the rubber's not meeting the road, you're not going anywhere. So friction is number six. And number seven, the final one, is risk, strategic and bold initiatives that move the mission forward. Those are the seven.
Okay. Well, as we walk through that, some questions already came to mind. Actually, when you mentioned vision and mission, and I understand that's aside from the seven signatures behind every remarkable team, although every remarkable team is going to have it, when you mentioned that, I was going to ask, so would the vision and mission be the why? But then you went to conviction is the right. Why. What gets you up and gets you out? And the other thing I wanted to say is I was trying to kind of pigeonhole this, which really this is something just about everyone can apply in one way or another.
Absolutely.
I think often people, you work a lot with churches, but I'm assuming you probably work with businesses, but, I would imagine, a mom and dad, applying some of this, to the family okay. All right. So, just a lot of great content that's available, to digest and apply. So, the why. I guess, is there, any trick or not trick? Is there any, secret sauce for having a powerful why?
So those who have been in the leadership world will have heard Simon Sinek teach a lot on this and write books about the why behind the what. People will always buy your why in business. If you can say why you do what you do, why it matters. When it comes to conviction, and you're right, conviction is a little like message and vision, mission and vision, sorry, but it's your mission and vision that this is all about. I mean, your remarkable mission is too important not to focus on the right things to move it forward. I guess the secret behind conviction is to continue to keep the mission in front of you at every moment. I mean, you think back in the Bible, the Great Commission, and it has driven so many churches, ministries, and even businesses too. Businesses that have a faith-forward mission or mission-driven. There are so many different expressions of that Great Commission. Conviction brings it to life. Now, what happens is often the mission grows stale. We have it written on the wall, or it's stenciled on different parts of the building or wherever you work and the team exists, but we don't rehearse it, so to speak. We don't continue to keep it in front of everything. We don't continue to remember it before every meeting so that everything we do stays aligned with your remarkable mission and reminds you of why you're a part of this. Conviction comes to life, Steve, when team members can effectively articulate why the mission matters and continue to talk about that and don't lose sight of that. That's when we drift. That's when we get distracted. That's when we get trapped.
All right. Well, let's move on. A message was the next point you brought up. And boy, I have to imagine, actually with all of these, but that the team is well-versed in each and are, you know, no matter which team member you're talking to, you're going to hear a consistency there. And I have to imagine the message is one of those that, wow, that is for sure a place that has to have that consistency.
Yeah. We forget, Steve, that everything we do tells a story. And you were right in saying this isn't just teams, it's families too. How we act, what we do say, what we don't say, our body language, the things we do that might be different than what we say all send a message. When it comes to team health, is the message that you think you're sending the actual message that's being received? You know, I used to think, go Steve.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I used to think when working with teams early on that that communication was all about the message you were sending and talking. But communication and message is more about listening. It's listening to how what you're communicating is being received. So it's asking questions and then listening to the answer of your team members and those around you. Is what I'm communicating clear? What did you just hear after what I said? What did you hear? And what's your understanding of this? And continuing to be curious in our messaging so we make sure that what we're communicating is being received. Now, we'll get into traps in a minute. There's important traps on each of these. But you've always got to be aware of how you're acting and how people are experiencing you is sending a message and what that message is.
Yeah, and I love that you said messaging isn't always verbal. And one of the things that illustrated that to me greatly in the last couple of years was a side-by-side video of Tiger Woods and his son, who's doing well in the amateur golf realm. And it's not just, I mean, the swing side-by-side is identical, but the posture and walking up to the tee box. When I saw that, I said to myself, you think parents would get the message, and we're talking about leaders and teams and mom and dad, the leaders of your team, the kids are watching. The message you're sending is often, obviously through words, but like you said, like you're saying, Tim, it's so powerful what we do, outside of our speech, other team members are watching, and those that are watching our team are watching. So I'm really glad you brought that up, the nonverbal parts of the message that we're sending to others. Culture, which comes up, I'm on the campus of a fairly large church in New Mexico, and culture, it's easiest for me to see, wow, do we ever have a culture? When you have someone, come on staff who's from outside the culture, sometimes that's a real trick, have them, easily get woven into the fabric of what we're doing here. Culture can be a very tricky thing. And as you mentioned, the engine.
Yeah, it's interesting, Steve. We often say when somebody joins our team at Slingshot Group, our culture changed today. when that person joined the team. Yeah,
love
because
that.
Everybody shapes the culture, and culture is how your team experiences your organization. Just like every family has a culture, each person is experiencing that culture in a different way. We believe the number one vitamin for culture is vitamin R. I have to say that because of my accent, R, for relationships. It's relational investment is the number one vitamin, healthy vitamin for healthy culture. And you've always got to be aware of how you are investing in that relational bank of goodwill. And I mean, again, you brought up family as a metaphor, teams as a metaphor. Are we investing beyond the day-to-day tasks? Do we have enough equity in that bank of goodwill in our relationships that we can make withdrawals when we have to, when things get stressful and we need to get things done? And so it's so important to pay attention to culture and to make sure you're investing in the right way, and to keep tabs and to take the temperature of how people are experiencing your team.
All right. Hey, listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Tim Foote, author of Reaching for Remarkable, the signatures behind every remarkable team. Tim heads up the Slingshot Group. And Tim, before we move on, I know we mentioned where people can find this book, but Slingshot Group, can you give them the website?
Yeah, it's our website is slingshotgroup.org, and that's the work we do building remarkable teams through staffing and coaching. We have also a website for the book that's called Reaching for Remarkable. It's reachingforremarkable.com, and there you'll find out where you can get the book. If you're a team leader or part of a team or want to take this to your team leader for the next development book for your team, there's also a team awareness assessment on the website you can take to find out where you feel that your team is, the team you're a part of. And then if you're the team leader, you can actually have your team take it. It's anonymous and give you a really good sense of where you are on each of these seven key signatures. Steve, we talk about self-awareness all the time. I'm sure you talk about it on your show a lot. And there's so many tests you can do about your leadership and how you show up in certain situations. Self-awareness is great, Steve. And I'm assuming, which is dangerous, but we should assume when we're talking about team awareness that you're showing up self-aware. But we don't talk enough about team awareness. That's what this book is about. It's about team awareness, being aware of what you're focusing on and how you are complimenting those around you and how you're showing up.
Very good. Well, hey, Tim, we're up against a break. Can you stay with us?
I'd love to.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more with Tim Foote, author of Reaching for Remarkable, the seven signatures behind every remarkable team. Right after this on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect.
We continue our conversation with Tim Foote, author of Reaching for Remarkable, the seven signatures behind every team. And Tim, you shared in our first segment, you've been busy at work building teams for decades, really, and heading up the Slingshot Group. As we press on, looking at some of these seven signatures, we're on to roles. When you mentioned roles, I think, to where the team I work on at Calvary Church Albuquerque, what comes to mind is the term stay in your lane. Because often there's things that I know I can go accomplish and probably help the team, but I've just learned, unless I'm asked, I have a task and I stay in my lane. How important is that?
So important. Roles is number four, because unique roles scale remarkable impact. And every mission has to be bigger than one person, Steve. And so we have to surround ourselves with the right people in the right roles and leverage each other's strengths and not get in each other's way. And that's why learning the roles that you need and being willing to get the right people in those roles. And I think we're going to get to the traps of each of these in a moment, Steve, but there's a common one here. But roles are so important. And to have the right people in the room, the right voices in the room to move the mission forward and allowing the uniqueness of each individual to shine is so, so important.
And if you just joined us again, it's important that you catch up with all of these seven signatures behind every remarkable team from the book Reaching for Remarkable. And let me just review quickly. We talked about conviction, message, culture, and now roles, systems. When I hear this, what comes to mind is kind of this spider. Maybe I'm way off, but the spiders that kind of weave its way through what we do.
Oh, systems drive everything. I mean, you mentioned that you use family as metaphor as well. Think of the systems that drive our families. I mean, the things that we couldn't do without that give structure to everyday life. It's interesting. I'm in a mountain state too. I live in Colorado, and we have aspen groves in the high country. And a lot of people visiting would think that an aspen grove is just a bunch of similar trees growing side by side. But an aspen grove, as many will know, is actually one single tree connected by a massive underground root system. Aspen groves are some of the largest living organisms in the world and last for thousands of years, sharing nutrients and water and all the things that grove needs to survive. Now, aspens can exist apart from a grove, but only for maybe 20 or 30 years tops, not thousands of years. That's an underground system that powers above ground impact. We need systems to scale remarkable impact. I think it was James Clear said, you don't rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. So Steve, systems are a stewardship issue. When you have the right systems, remarkable impact and growth will come.
You know, another illustration that comes to mind for me as you explain that more, and hey, if I'm not hitting it, tell me. But my high school mascot was the Honkers, which is a Canadian goose. And when you watch ducks or geese flying in a V, and if you understand the process of what happens there, and you know that when they fly over, you hear them, right? And the squawking is actually them encouraging each other. Let's go. And the process of swapping out who's breaking, you know, the airflow at the front of the V, how important, and if they didn't do that V, how, less successful, they would be. Would this be another similar?
Oh, absolutely. And you think about it, Steve. I mean, creation is the greatest example of organizational design. Yeah. Systems are everywhere, and we have to pay attention to them. That's why this had to be in this pathway to remarkable mission momentum and remarkable teams, because systems power remarkable growth. I remember we had a massive growth in 2021 at Slingshot Group, building teams in our staffing work, and it broke our systems. And we had to rebuild them while we were speeding down the expressway. And I would probably trade that massive growth that we had in 21 for consistent year-over-year growth any day, except sometimes it takes chaos to bring about cohesion, because you realize, oh, we have to have the right systems. We have to have the right systems to grow in a healthy way.
The next on our list is friction. And when you mentioned that, walking through each of these, the first thing that came to mind for me was friction maybe being checks and balances. Does that play?
Yeah. It's interesting when I'm in a room with a team and we're going through these, it's like, you know, number six is a wait, what? I thought this was a sign of an unhealthy team. I used to think, working with teams when I first started doing consulting and staffing work, that when there was just harmony, then that was a healthy team. But the absence of friction is cause for concern. Why? Because, again, you think about the rubber meeting the road with your vehicle. You know, if there's not friction, you're not going anywhere. And so you have to have friction to move forward. But the difference is, or the important thing is, you've got to spot the difference between healthy and unhealthy friction. Unhealthy friction is very dangerous.
And something that stood out to me too, you mentioned the word harmony. I think often people, when they talk about, hey man, we all need to be on the same note, but how much more beautiful and impactful harmony is, even though it's different, it's synergistic.
Absolutely, absolutely. We call friction the loaded gun of the seven, because when that gun goes off, you get to decide if anybody gets hurt or whether it breaks through a wall that you needed to break through and move forward.
Yeah. And then the final being, listen, when you, I'm going to tell you, when I hear risk, it scares me a little bit. Is that common?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's very common. Risk can be very lonely if you're leading a team, or if you're contemplating risk, it can be hard. I think it was Thomas Kempis said that if a captain's aim was to preserve the ship, he'd keep it in port forever. And when you're leading a team, you've got to leave port. You've got to take some risks. But you've got to delineate between bold strategic risk and blind gamble. But you've got to also weigh up what your team's telling you. You've got to use data to make informed decisions around bold initiatives that are often risky. You know, when you think about it, one of the biggest threats for risk, Steve, is success. That can be like Novocaine for risk, because once we become successful as a team, there's more to lose.
Right. Right. And actually, it brings up some of the things that came to mind earlier. I didn't address when it comes to message, really almost everything through this, as a team grows and ages, each of these, seven signatures, Tim, they really need revisiting, don't they? So you don't Absolutely. Become stagnant.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why we have the assessment. And we encourage continuing to take it and continuing to look at each of these, because they really are a pathway. And you're going to be strong in some of these signatures and weaker in some of these signatures in different seasons. And you've got to be aware of the traps. That's another big thing in the book, is the traps to avoid for each of these key signatures.
Well, listen, Tim, this was actually about the length I anticipated we'd be visiting. If you have time, we'll go to a break and come back with another segment where I'll just throw it to you to kind of a Reader's Digest. But I know you've mentioned the risks a couple of times. And if you have the time, I'd love for you to just kind of walk through each of what we did and quickly share some of the risks. And, you know, I appreciate, like you said, you're happy to steal the thunder, but I'd also be happy to encourage our listeners to go find Reaching for Remarkable, the seven signatures behind every remarkable team, wherever they find the quality books that they go through, whether the kind you hold in your hand or the kind you hold on your hand and listen to.
Yes.
But
there's
would
way
you have
more
time
in the book, Steve. I'd love to stick around.
Okay, we'll take a quick break and come back and quickly go through some of those risks. I think that's very important. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more after this on ABQ Connect.
KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
We are wrapping up an interview with Tim Foote. He's the author of Reaching for Remarkable, the seven signatures behind every remarkable team. And as I mentioned at the onset, Tim, you and a crew put this together, and it encompasses 30 years of experience, probably just with you. And if you add up all the years of experience for everyone on your team, as you mentioned, you know, anytime someone joins your team, your culture changes and everyone's got different roles. So a wealth of information found in this book by Tim Foote. In our first two segments, we walked through the seven signatures behind every remarkable team, and as Tim alluded to as we walked through that, each of these, every or most have traps.
All of them. It's interesting, Steve. We did, I guess around the time of beginning to write the book, we've got several video series on the Right Now Media platform. And we did one on common traps that trap teams from remarkable results. And it got so much traction. Because people want to know where the landmines are so they don't step on them. I mean, we all, Steve, want to move the mission forward. We all want to move it forward. That's why we wanted to give these seven key signatures that's a pathway for remarkable results. But we didn't want to just stop there. We wanted to outline the traps to avoid to stay healthy in each of these key signatures. And in each of them, there are several traps to avoid. That's why it's worth getting the book. So you can really dig into those, and there's real life examples and examples that people will recognize as well from well-known organizations. But I'm happy to just outline real quick one trap on each of these key signatures to avoid, if that's helpful.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to sit here and take notes.
Thanks, Steve. Well, you're pretty wise yourself between these segments. It's been fun chatting with you about some of your learnings as well. So when it comes to key signature number one, conviction, the most common trap is misalignment. We touched on this. Our conviction is the why behind what we do, why behind what powers us to get up every morning and live out the mission. The trap to avoid is misalignment, where we start to become desensitized to that why. And how you guard against that trap is you continue to meet with key stakeholders. You continue to talk about what you're about and why you do what you do. It's pretty simple stuff. I mean, this is a simple pathway and simple traps to avoid. That's what we wanted it to be. So the one for conviction is the misalignment trap, and you've got to keep meeting and keep talking about why you do what you do and why the mission matters. Signature number two, of course, is message. And the most common trap, and again, there are more than one, but I'm just going to give you the common one right now, is the assumption trap. It's assuming people know and people care. People know what you're about and people care about it. We do because we live for it. But what about the people we're leading or the people we're serving? Are they clear? And you've got to keep asking the question, is the message clear? Do you understand it? And do you care about it like we do? And if they don't, then you course correct the way you communicate. Communication and message isn't just one person's job, Steve. It's everybody's job. When it comes to culture, the most common trap is the transactional trap. When people don't feel like they're valued for who they are beyond what they do. If the transactional trap triggers, then people feel like they're only valued for what they bring, for what they do. People want to be known, seen, loved, and cared for. That brings about healthy culture. Don't get trapped by the transactional trap. When it comes to roles, that's the unique roles that build your team. The most common trap is the comfort trap. We see this all the time in mission-driven organizations. It's where we prioritize compatibility over capability. It's where we put our friends in the roles or even family members rather than the right person. The right person who may push us a little bit, who may bring different voice to the table, but that's what grows the mission. Don't get trapped by comfort. Focus on the right people in the right roles with the capabilities to bring different voices to the table. When it comes to systems, building systems that scale remarkable growth, the most common trap is the complacency trap. Now, we often associate complacency with laziness, right, Steve? But often we become complacency because of busyness. Or we'll get to building new systems when things slow down. But things rarely ever slow down. Remarkable teams are not just busy, Steve. Remarkable teams are building. They're looking at their systems, working out what needs to be rebuilt, what worked yesterday might work tomorrow. Are we settling for outdated systems and relying on individuals that are going to burn out? Don't get complacent. Keep building. When it comes to friction, our sixth key signature, the most common trap is the unspoken influencers trap. Those are influencers that influence the team from outside the team room. It's people that used to be on the team. It's topics that are taboo topics that shouldn't be talked about, that are having an influence on team results and aren't named. It's things like succession. It's asking the question, what's everybody thinking about but nobody's talking about? Let's shine the light on that. We know, Steve, that only light overcomes darkness. Don't leave taboo topics in the shadows. Name them, embrace the friction, and move forward. And when it comes to the seventh and final key signature, risk, the most common trap is the margin trap. We don't take into account the margin of our team. Are we able to engage in this strategic initiative, this risk, or is it just going to burn us out? And we've got an equation in the book to help you make strategic risks rather than blind gambles. So those are the traps. There they are, Steve. Those are the most common. There's a lot more in the book.
And as I mentioned, taking notes, and I hope our listeners were a reminder, if you tuned in a little late and you're like, wait, who is this? Tim Foote is who we've been visiting with, Reaching for Remarkable, the seven signatures behind every remarkable team. And you will find it archived at ABQ Connect. That is this conversation, abqconnect.online. So you can re-listen to it if you heard the whole thing. If you came midway, get caught up with what you missed, and a great opportunity to share it with others so they can find Reaching for Remarkable, the seven signatures behind every remarkable team. Tim, as I mentioned, he heads up the Slingshot group. Tim, you already gave it to us once, but would you give the website there as well?
Yep. So our company website is slingshotgroup.org.org. And then the book site and slingshotgroup.org will take you there, or you can go directly there, is reachingforremarkable.com. And there you'll find how you can get the book. You'll find the team awareness assessment you can take to give you a heat map on each of these signatures. And you can find out some other offerings if you want to take it even further and really take these seven things seriously, which I hope you do.
All right. Well, I hope I don't alienate some of our audience, but I'm going to go with a Seinfeldism. Gold, Tim, it's gold.
You didn't alienate me. I love it.
All right. Oh, well, Tim, appreciate your time. You're always welcome. And thanks for the extra time. Really look forward to catching up again.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.